Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come, sit on our couch. Let us all talk about our Braves and figure it out together. We are live at Buffalo's Cafe, guys, incoming right here off of Buford Highway, hanging out. Would love to get a chance to see you. Mike has recovered from the concert last night. Are your ears still ringing, by the way?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, had I been down on the floor, probably would have been a little bit louder, but yeah. I was up at 102, so I was like a few sections over where like United supporter sections are. So when you come right into the main door, right there. So it was easy. But no, great show, man. We'll talk about it coming up in Guy Talk. And a bunch of listeners were at the show as well, just talking with a couple guys about the opening band, Pantera. And man, was that something, man. Oh, I was actually more juiced for that than Metallica, if I'm honest, but great time.
All right, man, more on that coming up. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for hanging out with Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. I have a problem today. And before I get into why I have a problem, Mike, I know you went on the steakhouse today to discuss Julio Jones, who went on Harry Douglas's podcast. I guess it's all three of them, the legendary Locker Room podcast that they just started. I think it's maybe a couple of weeks old. And Julio is talking about allegedly having a meeting, or he wanted a meeting with Arthur Blank after Dan Quinn got fired and after Thomas Dimitroff got fired. Mm-hmm. And basically he's saying there's no one in the building that I can go talk to that would have been Quinn, who he admits he absolutely loved and said it was the best coach. He was the best coach I ever had. He also said, no Thomas, there's no GM for me to talk to. And he requested a meeting with Arthur Blank, who in Julio's opinion blew him off. So I'm going to let you go first because I know you you talked about this today,
right.
and Steak wanted to get your opinions, and I'm glad that you know all of our shows on this radio station get along, and we certainly you know encourage other talk show hosts to come on our shows, you know, vice versa, whether it's the morning show. So Steaky did a great job of getting you on, but I'm going to let you go first on this because I have a real problem.
Yeah, I mean, guys, first things with Julio. Just understand this. He is the number one or number two, depending on where you look at it, greatest Falcon to ever dress out. And his work on the field speaks for itself. It's the things off the field where I got sideways. Not putting the work in the OTAs, not putting the work in the extra practices, never maybe forging. Could he have a better chemistry with Matt Ryan? Because guys always want to blame Matt Ryan for not getting the ball more. It takes two to friggin' tango. So when he talks about Arthur then talking to Tennessee and, oh, Arthur gave a bad rep on me, you had a guaranteed contract. They're either going to trade for you or they're not. Arthur could say you're the best or the worst guy. It doesn't matter if they want you. That contract gets assumed by the Titans. Was it taking money out of your pocket? And I'm sorry, the world's filled with disappointment. Just like when we give you a contract to make you the highest paid wide receiver and you stop not showing up at OTAs because you want a raise. And then with 2 years left on a contract, you get guaranteed money. $64 million contract, $62 million of which was guaranteed at age 30. And then you proceeded to play 9 games the next year. You're giving money back? You're giving us a rebate on that? Oh, that's right. It's guaranteed. But that's Arthur Blank being a jerk. Arthur Blank's so mean to you, he said Falcon for life, which boxed him into a corner and had to give you the stupid contract that he never should have. Julio, God, it's like we haven't heard you speak for years, and now you're crying and you're moaning, and it's weak. And what's even weaker is an entire generation of Falcon fans who apparently don't know how Wikipedia works, because you can look this stuff up. Just Google right now. Google right now, Julio not at OTAs. And you'll find out that he was playing games with the Falcons for years. Yet when he gets traded, oh, no. Oh, this is terrible. Like, you make it sound like they foreclosed on his house. It's such misplaced victimization. It's ridiculous. Julio made $125 million with the Falcons. And I'm sorry it ended bad. Talk to Joe Montana. Talk to Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice wound up a Raider. Joe Montana wound up in Kansas City. But Julio didn't get to go out in a blaze of glory, so you guys who wear your number 11 underoos are going to cry me a river.
Greed cost the Falcons our championship window. It was not going to last long, but it was still open when Julio was here. And because of the greed and them forcing themselves to come to terms with having to pay him, because as Mike said, our owner said he is going to be a Falcon for life, it cost us. That's why we kept pushing the can down the road with Matt Ryan and attempting to sign guys and continue this run. 16 should have been the start. We should have been good in 17, which we were, 18, 19, 20. That should have been the run. But because of greed, Julio, and you wanting to be the highest paid receiver, it cost us. The other part about this, Atlanta, is when you had a chance to be the biggest voice on the team, you never did. When things that really mattered when you were playing for this team, you never spoke up for them. You never spoke about them. You never told us anything. And now I'm watching this podcast in amazement because all of a sudden I'm going, hot damn, this is as much as I've heard Julio say in 10 years. I've never heard Julio speak so much. Where was this when all of these issues were going on, mm-hmm. when the team was floundering, when everybody was pointing the finger at Dan Quinn, and you say he was the best coach that you ever played for, you didn't tell us. You weren't saying this is on us, this is the players' fault. Everybody was banging on Dan Quinn. And yet now, 5 years later, you're standing up and pounding your chest and saying these things about the owner not wanting to meet with you, which was crap. You know what respect is, Julio? He paid you. That's respect. The respect is he cut a big fat check for you and said, I love you. If he didn't love you, he wouldn't have cut the check. He didn't have to meet with you. He already did what he needed to do. I have a big problem with this. Now all of a sudden you've got a big voice in all the things that were going on when in fact, in real time, you had nothing to say about it. And that is pathetic to me. This meeting, Arthur Blank doesn't dodge anybody. He just was on the phone with Kirk Cousins for an hour for a guy that wants to leave town.
For a guy who lied about his status twice.
And you're telling me that A.B., Arthur Blank, wouldn't have said, Julio, call my office. Let's talk. Get on a Zoom. Are you? Right. I'm supposed to believe that? I don't. I'm sorry. I don't believe you.
I'm sorry. And again, Julio, we'd love to get you on the show because, with no disrespect to Harry, who you played with as a teammate, you might get pushed on some of the things you said on a podcast, on our program. But again, as Carl says, he's never said two words. He's never done. He's no superstar in this town has done less media than Julio Jones. Maybe the exception
of
Trey Young.
Where is Julio?
And I get it. They want to be on a podcast because they can control the narrative without it being distorted. But us asking you questions you knew answering isn't a distortion of the facts.
No.
It's us pressing you on some things which maybe we want to know more about. But again, you gave this guy $62 million guaranteed, and then he played 9 games the next year. Okay? And then Julio gets traded because they made a bad decision. He then goes on to play 31 games the next 3 years and tally 6 touchdowns. You gave a guy too much money at the end of his career. You shouldn't have done it. And this is also on Dimitrov's shoulders because Dimitrov had to validate everything he did moving heaven and earth to get Julio in the first place. Other teams like Belichick and a few others like maybe the 49ers and Lynch would cut bait. Say, I'm not going to give this wide receiver at the end of his career big money. And he wasn't healthy. And that part of that is because healthy.
And he wasn't.
Julio played with pain. I'll give him all the credit in the world. He was a tough guy. But still, there was parts of his career where he couldn't give you two series back-to-back in a game.
Mike, we got the best.
But Arthur Blank is the bad guy.
We got the best of Julio Jones. And I'm saying his playing career. When he played his last season here, that was it. Those numbers you're talking about.
He fell off the table.
Are minuscule. He was not on highlight packages. He was not catching game-winning touchdowns anymore. He was not putting up 200-yard games as he did, whether it was Green Bay or Carolina. Those days were done. We got the best out of him. There's no debating that. But I just have a fundamental problem with him coming out now and being like, yeah, they didn't want to meet with me and I didn't have anybody to talk to. And whoa, whoa, whoa is me. When you were the biggest star on the team.
Right. Who never led. Who never led. So, I mean, and this is why when we get into, and then subsequently, this subculture that I find on social media, which is hysterical. I told these guys, you can look this stuff up. And I apologize if you're younger and you don't know, or your dad or your uncle told you. We all agree, Julio was great. But Julio wasn't as great as the guys that are already in the Hall of Fame. You know, he's 31st in the NFL in touchdowns. You know, maybe putting the extra work in that the elites did with the God-given talent, maybe there's a better result. I don't know. But to sit there and play the victim card that somehow Julio Jones was victimized, that's most nonsense. You guys are taking your personal lives and slights that you feel, and you're projecting it onto a man who made $125 million, guys, including guaranteed money when there was no reason to pay it to him. And I see these guys going, well, now he needs to be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, saying the owner treated you like crap is a real good way to get in the Hall of Fame. You know, the player's ring of honor. I mean, that doesn't even have to go hand in hand, guys. So check yourselves. Get some Wikipedia or just get us. Look at Pro Football Research. You can find all these stats. You can look up when did Julio miss practice? When was he holding out? And then why you don't give a guy that age that kind of money. But the Falcons are the bad guys. You guys are full of crap on this. Come on, get some perspective.
I have a problem. 404-726-0929. And we shouldn't even be talking about this. I'm going to just be real with you guys. We shouldn't even be talking about this. We should be talking about Julio and his journey to the Hall of Fame and his great career. And he should be saying, man, I should have said certain things when I was there that I didn't say. But you know what? It's water under the bridge. They treated me great. I made a lot of money.
Right.
But here we are. I have a problem with that.
Right. He's being soft. Fan base is being soft. You know, we guys, it's a result-driven business. How many guys, when you've gotten fired, was that a pleasurable experience? Did the boss come to your house to personally talk to you? And I don't give a crap about the NFL and the unreality of sports. There's no great way. There's no great way to have a divorce. There's no elegant way for Julio to move on. Never is. I mentioned Jerry Rice, Joe Montana. Hell, Joe Namath wound up with the Rams. Guy put the NFL on the you know, let's be honest, on the map in the 60s and 70s. So it happens. But this nonsense, I lost my mind. I'm like, are we talking about the same situation? So anyway, there you go. We can always feel free to get some of your feedback on this, Carl.
Yeah. He was on the Legendary Legacy or Legendary Locker Room podcast.
And Roddy was complaining about it. Look, and I love Roddy. Roddy's my favorite Falcon. And Roddy was kind of singing the same tune. And I get it, Roddy. It sucked at the end. I'll never understand why that 2015 season went the way it did. It rarely ends well for anybody. Someday, I'm going to get fired. Carl will get fired. Carl will have the job. I'll get fired.
No.
I'll get fired. But, I mean, it's never an enjoyable experience to go to. Let's stick to the facts, though.
No, it's not. But you know what? I'm never going to complain about this place taking care of me because the respect comes in my check, just like it did for you. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. Appreciate all your comments. You can find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. We got to talk to our buddy Mark Raimondi. It's brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mark, we got to start first and foremost with these Kyle Pitts reports. And I know you've written about this. Mark writes for ESPN, covers our Falcons on a daily basis. Where do you think this is headed? And look, I don't want to be conspiracy theorist, but there are people who have hit me up, Falcon fans, saying, is this a cover-up? Because the Falcons are truly trying to trade him, and that's why we haven't seen him on the field, and we don't know the extent of this injury.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there is some intrigue, right, with what's going on with Kyle Pitts. He has not been there. Raheem Morris said he's banged up. They're being, quote, extremely cautious with him. Now, at this time of year, that could certainly mean that something is afoot, right? From what I've heard, that is not the case, and it really is a legitimate injury, and they are not actively trying to trade Kyle Pitts at this moment in time. However, you know, if a team calls with a good offer, certainly they will listen, just like they would listen to, you know, offers for just about anybody else. So I don't think there's anything there at this moment, but certainly that could change at any time.
I know we've talked about his usage rate and how he's being used. You know, is it part of Drake London is where he needs to be on the field in a Rams offense? Of course, we run Zach Robinson's version of a Rams offense. And we looked at Higbee's numbers the year prior. Is the tight end just not as important in this version of this Zach Robinson version of a Rams offense?
You know, it's hard to say, Mike, because I think last year – Zach Robinson was somewhat hamstrung by Kirk Cousins' mobility issues. And, I mean, Kirk Cousins couldn't even run, you know, play action effectively or really at all, let alone effectively last year. And that's not a knock to him. And that was just the injury that he was coming off of. So I think that had a lot to do with the play calling. And, you know, Cousins did find Pitts a few times for big plays. And I really do think that the Falcons believe that Michael Penix Jr. could be the guy to kind of unlock Pitts or maybe better to say, bring back the Pitts from his rookie year. It's hard to completely know for sure. Like we don't know, but
right.
this is kind of Pitts' chance. You know, he has a new quarterback that people are very high on who is fearless and who does not mind, you know, getting it to him, which he showed those last three games last season. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but you know, as far as the trade guys, if he becomes a free agent, Pitts, and he signs somewhere else, they're going to get a compensatory pick for him, most likely. Is whatever pick they get now as valuable as that? And then you don't have Kyle Pitts this year. Who do you have at tight end? You know, Charlie Warner is a great blocker, but he's not really a guy that's going to change a game, you know, in the passing deal. So, you know, I think it's probably – I feel like Kyle Pitts will be with the team this year unless they get completely blown away by a trade offer.
Mark Raimondi, our guest, guys, covers, again, the Falcons next week, mandatory minicamp. So what are your impressions, man, and what are they saying about Jalen Walker? Look, you know, he's the guy that everybody's going to be watching, certainly when we get to camp, Mark. I know Raheem's had some interesting things to say. What are you hearing around the facility about Jalen Walker?
You know, it seems like everyone likes him a lot so far, and it's still so early. And as you guys know, these OTAs practices, it's so hard to really see
yeah.
who is good and who is not on defense because there's no pads and there's certainly no hitting. You know, we're a long way from that. But, you know, he looks the part. He certainly has the traits and the athleticism, and people have just raved about his football IQ. You know, he's the son of a coach, and you know, he's kind of lived, breathed, and ate football over the last you know, who knows how long. So a lot of people are very high on him, but you know, he's a rookie. There's going to be some growing pains. You know, same thing for James Pierce Jr. And you know, we'll see how it goes.
Mark Grammont is with us, guys, up with the Falcons every day for ESPN.com. Okay, another one of our guys that makes me upset because I don't think we got the most out of the bang for the buck as a second-round pick, Troy Anderson. What was his status? Yep. I know he was there, but he wasn't able to compete. What's going on with him?
Correct. Now, I don't have the exact intel, but I'm of the belief that there's a little bit of an injury carrying over from last season, that knee.
Jeez.
So... I still think, you know, there's a couple guys like a Braylon Trice is a good example of, you know, someone who is there. He's, you know, on the side field, he's in uniform, but he's not quite ready yet for those team drills and some of those individual drills. And Anderson is kind of in that conversation as well. You know, guys that they believe and they hope they'll be ready for training camp, you know, to compete for, you know, for spots. But yeah, that's kind of where, you know, where Troy Anderson is. You know, Divine Diablo is, he was getting reps with, you know, what I guess looked like the first team defense, you know, in OTAs. Again, you can't really put a ton of stock into that because you don't know what, you know, you don't know how they're moving guys around and why they're doing what they're doing. But that's kind of the situation right there with Troy Anderson.
Mark, I talked a little bit about your story. You wrote about Bijan connecting with Raheem Morris yesterday on the show. Just some more insight into that trip to a boxing match. And, you know, Bijan was like, once we kind of vibed, I realized we're kind of very similar in many ways.
Yeah, and I thought that was a really cool anecdote because not often as an NFL player do you get that kind of like one-on-one bonding time with the head coach out of the facility, right? I mean, you see the guy every day, but you really get that one. You don't usually go hang out with the head coach one-on-one. It happens. You know, have it sometimes in small groups. You know, they go over to a house or the barbecue or what have you. But this was pretty cool because, you know, to me, that's a little bit of a signal that, look, I mean, Raheem Morris doesn't do anything without intention, right? You know, that's a little bit of a signal that, you know, hey, I want to bring Bijan Robinson under my wing. I know what he's capable of, not just as a player, because we know that he is just his talent is just out of this world, right? But as a human being and as a potential leader. And I think, you know, I asked Chris Lindstrom, like, we talked a lot about identity for the Falcons last year with Raheem Morris. And, you know, he didn't always want to answer that question. But, you know, I asked Chris Lindstrom, if the team's identity is Bijan Robinson or something close to that, are y'all in pretty good shape? And Chris Lindstrom was like, yeah, absolutely. There's no better teammate, no better human being, you know, than Bijan Robinson.
Mark Grammont is with us, guys, from ESPN.com, talking about the Falcons. I know it's been Groundhog Day all offseason about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, but your gut, your spidey sense tell you that Kirk Cousins will be here when camp opens up in August?
I think Kirk Cousins will be here next week for mandatory minicamp. I think that he'll be in attendance for that. And, yeah, I feel like he probably will be in Flowery Branch, Georgia, to report the training camp, you know, whenever that may be in late July. I do believe that he is a backup option for Pittsburgh if Rodgers does not land there. And trying to predict Aaron Rodgers, guys, is a fool's errand. So who knows what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, right? So it could certainly be that he doesn't play this year, and maybe that is a landing spot for Kirk Cousins in Pittsburgh. And then, you know, they'll have to figure that out. I'm sure Kirk Cousins wouldn't, you know, that would probably be a situation that he would not mind waiving his no-trade clause for. So everyone is kind of waiting for Aaron Rodgers, which I kind of feel is something that he enjoys. I kind of think that Aaron Rodgers likes this. And we're all just kind of waiting, you know, let that shoe drop and see, you know, what the domino effect is.
All right, Mark. We are talking a lot about, you know, this Falcon defense, and we were talking about, you know, the leadership stuff, and Jesse Bates is kind of that guy on the defensive side. Are you concerned? I know there's an article out. We haven't discussed it. We're going to. I think it's by Josh Kendall. But he was talking about, you know, the vocal leadership stuff, right?
Right.
I think you need that from your quarterback. But is that in his personality? Is that in Michael Penix's personality to do those things? It doesn't mean anything about, you know, has nothing to do with his play. And we're gonna get into this a little bit later, but I'm curious to know, does that concern you at all with Penix? Because, look, we know he can make the throws, but he is a quiet guy. He's a guy that keeps to himself. But we thought that about Matt Ryan, too, for many years.
Right.
That's true. All those things are true about Michael Penix Jr., but I do feel like he is someone that rises to the occasion when the occasion calls for that type of leadership. And it's something that he's going to have to grow into, because there is no one-size-fits-all leadership, right, in the NFL or anything. And he is in a position where he is going to be allowed to kind of grow into the role of being a leader, the kind of leader that he is comfortable being. And that's not going to be the same as everybody. And that's okay. And that's completely fine. And look, I've been saying this for a while now, but it was definitely no coincidence that Michael Penix's locker last year was right next to Jesse Bates. I mean, that was absolutely done with intentionality, and those guys were talking every day, and certainly that's the guy that you want next to your future franchise quarterback, right? You know, Jesse Bates is, he's just all world when it comes to, you know, just being a leader and, high IQ guy and studying the game and just a student of football. And, you know, I think that will help Michael Penix Jr., and, you know, he'll grow into that, and I think he will end up being a good leader, but maybe just not the kind of leader that other people would expect him to be.
He was a captain, like Braylon Trice,
That's
at
right.
Washington.
That's right.
So we know he's capable of that kind of stuff, so we'll see. All right, Mark Ramondi from ESPN. We'll be up there next Wednesday, right, Carl?
Next Wednesday, yeah, bro.
At the branch, bang. And maybe we get a few minutes with Kirk Cousins.
Or not.
Oh. Hey, man. Okay. Hey, thanks for sending the book, by the way. Mark's book on wrestling is great. Carl and I both read it. Great stuff.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Talk to you soon. We'll see you next week, brother.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
Take care. All right, my man. Mark Ramondi. And, yeah, we're going to be up there bringing you the latest. Mandatory minicamp, it's got a little different feel. The OTAs, walk around, be here, let me show you what's going on. Mandatory minicamp has a more of a practice feel to it, because the next time they get on the field, it's going to be practice. It's going to be camp.
Julio Jones would never know what that felt like.
No, that's not right. Hey, man, coming up, we got Yeah Man, No Man. We are live at Buffalo's Cafe right here off of Buford Highway. Incoming, guys. Come on out. Bar's starting to fill up, Mike. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys. We're going to be out here until 6. Day-Day with Yeah Man, No Man next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We are live, Buffalo's Cafe. Mike, who are you talking to over there at the bar, man?
Hey, man, give a shout-out to Chris, a big loyal listener. We hooked him up with some Hawks tickets for his son a couple years back. Chris is such a loyal listener. He has got for his text message notification or voicemail, you hear, hey man. So he pulled it off of the radio show, and he's got that on his phone. So we appreciate his loyal listenership. Just a great dude, man. Made me laugh to hear that. And no, we don't make a penny off that.
No, we do not. That's awesome. Chris, thanks for being out here, man. We appreciate you showing up. Come on out, guys. We're here. You're hanging out at the bar.
Large Marge is just running the show over here. This guy's like the mayor of Cumming.
He really is.
I mean, if he's not the mayor, he should be. I mean, he's got kids over here. He's got nephews. The wife just rolled in. This guy's got more juice than Mother Goose. He's kind of like, remember the movie Roadhouse?
Yes.
He's kind of like the Brad Wesley character.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he kind of runs the show. I think he's got a monster truck and a guy named Tinker working for him.
He's just dictating everything at
the
bar
right now. Yeah, he's kind of that guy up here.
Hey, a couple of things I want to tell you guys. Bash nights here at Buffalo's Cafe every Monday and Wednesday. You can all you can eat wings. $19.99. I keep looking at Gordon like that's a steal. For 4th of July weekend, Buffalo's Cafe is going to be celebrating their 11th year in business, and they will be having an 11-year anniversary party. Food, drink specials all week long. That's the 4th of July week and weekend. So make sure you stop by one of their locations, guys. We're at the location in Cumming, but they're all over town. And they're also going to be hosting live music on Sunday, July 6th from about 4 till 8. Chatterbox is the band. They're coming in from New York, Mike, so they're doing it big here at Buffalo's Cafe. All right, man, we got a lot more to dive into. Thanks to Mark Raimondi for stopping by. More on the Falcons coming up at 5 o'clock and more on our Braves who continue to flounder. Stay right there. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
Sorry, it's the you ain't first. That's one of my favorite lines from Talladega Nights.
I love it.
All right, guys, welcome to Hump Day.
Yes, sir.
And I want to start things off first off by just giving a big yeah man to Georgia native Coco Gauff. Of course, you know, she reached the French Open semifinals, so she just gets a yeah man. No question about it. Congratulations to her.
She's awesome, man.
As we say in French, merci beaucoup. Thank you, Coco.
And shout out to I do like Carlos Alcaraz.
Too, I do, too.
Man. That kid is something special.
No,
man.
Look, I guess, you know, it's funny because my nephew was just in town. You know, he was beating my ass at ping pong. Amongst other things. He plays tennis. You know, he's one of those kids climbing the ladder down in Florida. So he follows all this stuff. I don't know any of the men. Mm-hmm. I know Coco Gauff. I know a couple of the women. Because there's nobody in the top five or top ten. When Carl and I were coming up, had all these Americans. Granted, Agassi flamed out, but Pete Sampras and even guys like Michael Chang. You had other dudes on the periphery. And now we don't really seem to have guys that like crack anything better than maybe the top 12.
Speaking of new blood, that's what we need in tennis, right?
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, the Carlos is one of those guys. But I agree with you.
Who's like a Jim Courier?
Yes.
We had like four or five guys that were always in the mix
in
addition to Sampras.
If we had that, I think we would be paying a lot more attention to what's going on. And, you know, again, Venus and Serena, they weren't going to last forever, right?
Right.
I mean, that's where we're at.
But that's to your point, I do watch a little bit of Coco, but that's where my interest – I would always watch Serena. If it's U.S. Open nothing else on, we'll watch it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's get to our first one here. Obviously, yesterday the big news was the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau. So, my yeah man, no man for you guys as they start to put out names for who the potential candidate to replace him would be. Mike Malone, I feel like, would be a great candidate
to take
over at the Garden.
Got short shrift, right? His last job. So, I would say that's not a bad idea.
Is
he still living in Metro New York?
I'm not sure, but you know, it got so toxic with the general manager in Denver with him.
Right.
They were not on the same page. And, you know, he won a chip. He's proven he can be a championship caliber coach. He brings the resume. That is not a bad look. But look, there's another guy out there. I just don't know if he wants to go to New York and deal with all this stuff. And that's Mike Budenholzer, who we know well. Here from Atlanta.
True.
Coach Bud wear out his welcome so quickly, though? Is it the ego?
No.
Wanting to run the show?
I think he got screwed in both places. He's the last two places. Milwaukee guys, for those who don't know, they win a chip. His brother gets killed tragically in a car accident.
Right.
And they really didn't have any grace. They fired him regardless of all that was going on in his life. And the team, you know, there were some things that were going on internally. Then he gets the job. He takes a year off or so, maybe right. a little bit longer. Takes the Phoenix job after Phoenix fires, you know, their guy. And he goes to Phoenix. And that was a disaster to start. Mike, behind the scenes, I got a couple of friends that are on that bench. Were on that bench. Kevin Durant, man, he can be a hard guy to deal with. And I'm not. I'm just here to tell you, it's always not about the coach coming in and trying to. He went into that situation thinking that he could help Durant and Booker and Bradley Beal, and was fired after 1 year. Now Bud's getting 4 more years of pay, so right. he doesn't give a damn. But at the end of the day, it had a lot more to do with the dynamics of the team and the makeup. And Kevin Durant can be a hard guy to deal with.
And I know a lot of our audience, you know, because you're always Hawks fans out there looking for some juice and some rumors. And NBA Central is getting, you know, nearly 2 million followers. So people see something on that, they immediately say that's legit. And they had a story, I guess it was end of yesterday, saying that we would be in the mix for Durant, which to me, and Carl and I were just talking off the air, Day-Day, they're going to want Jalen Johnson, and then Durant turns around in, what, 6 months and says, get me out of here.
Wants to go somewhere else. Plus, he's only got legitimately. How much longer is he going to play? Right. Seriously.
That's just, I mean, legitimate question.
Don't want
3 years, 2 years tops? Now, in a perfect world where Jalen Johnson, that you just, unless they're going to take draft picks, which they're not, they're going to want somebody good. That's the problem with Durant. Whatever you think about Jalen Johnson, I still would love to see another year of him in a Hawks uniform. Right? And then with Durant, you know me, he's going to skate,
I was about to say, Durant's not worth losing the young pieces. He's just at that stage of his career where it's just not worth it for him now. But with the Coach Bud and New York, does the Giannis, if the Knicks really want Giannis, could Coach Bud be the coach that helps lure him there?
Yes.
Think so?
Yes. I do. And that's why only reason why I bring his name up. Like, if you – I know I said this yesterday and people are like, you're crazy, you're going to trade Cat. If it includes Giannis.
Right.
If you bring Giannis to New York, it changes their whole team. They get better defensively, but you got to have somebody that he trusts when you talk about coaching. But Malone's an excellent candidate. And look, Mike, it's not about money for Dolan, right? They're willing to pay their coaches. It's never been about
that. He might hire the wrong guy or blow him out too soon, but yeah, Dolan's got the coin.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a billionaire.
So. All right, cool. All right, moving along, the CW and Savannah Bananas announced there's going to be a game of theirs that will be televised on CW. Now, they do have a 10-game deal already with ESPN for some of their games, but they're also going to air a game on CW as CW looks to get more into sports broadcasting. Yeah, man, no, man, you down for more bananas, not in your tailpipe, but on your TV.
Can I be the buzzkill on this one?
Yes, go for it.
No. I can go see them like the Harlem Globetrotters when I was a kid. Nothing against it. I know people dig it. No. No, I don't. I do not need to see that on TV. I can watch it at home at a game. I can go down to Savannah. They can come around town. They're always playing major stadiums around here. No. No, not for me. I'm over the bananas phenomenon. People dig it. Kids love it. I'm over it.
Okay. So, and here's my question. Just like with the Globetrotters, who were huge for decades, does this – is it run its course or is this just starting? The reason why I say that is because if I tune in, right, and you know, look, I'm assuming this is a show. And I'll give you an example. So many, many years ago, we went out and we're in Vegas, my wife and I, and one of our friends out there says, you have to go see the Blue Man Group. And I said, really? What is this? And he says, these guys are incredible. You've got to go see this amazing show. And I said, what is it? And he says, these guys are doing drums and they're doing all this different stuff and they're crowd interaction. You've got to go see the Blue Man Group. I said, okay, well. So at that time, right, this is 20-some-odd years ago, the tickets were a lot of money
because
it was hot. So we go and we're watching the show and it was like, okay, this is different. This is cool. All right, I see what everybody's talking about. And at that point, Blue Man Group was everywhere. They were doing TV shows, right? And it was like, how in the hell are these three guys everywhere like this? Because it wasn't just those three guys. But years later, I went back. And I said, wonder if that show's changed.
Right.
And
how many ways can you hit PVC?
It hadn't. And my point is, as much as I love the Savannah Bananas, you got to change some things up. This can't be I tune in and watch it on television, Mike, and it's the same thing. And the next time I tune in, they're doing the same dance and the Macarena, right? And they're doing the same thing around home plate. And then the next time I tune in, because guess what?
Right.
So
right.
That is why I say I'm all for it, But I don't know if this is the start or if this is just what it's going
to
be.
The end of the 15 minutes. Right. No, because when you're 8 years old, even though you've seen it before, you're still not sure if Meadowlark Lemon has confetti or water.
You're amazed.
Yeah.
You're amazed.
Yeah.
As an adult, though, you're like, here it comes.
Right.
Right. There's some things. I saw, we were out, this is years ago, BB before Becky, saw Jabberwockies out in Vegas at MGM. Yeah. And I'm just sitting halfway through, I'm like, is this it? Is this where it's at? Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying the performance. I'm like, it's kind of the same themes on the same theme,
right?
Of the same theme. So I was, and I'm sitting there. I don't want to say again. I always tell Carl, I don't want to be like the white cop on Sanford and Son, like, you know, like you're not getting something,
right?
But I was like, okay, I can say I've seen Jabberwockies, and now I punched my ticket on that.
All right, we got a few more minutes. Let's get to this last one. So Stephen A. Smith announced he's joining SiriusXM's Mad Dog Radio, and beginning September 4th, he's going to take over a time slot 1 to 3. Well. There's a problem. Someone didn't hear about that.
Yes, so the cat's out of the bag. I guess we're talking about it.
We weren't supposed to,
just as a heads up. We were only given a few hours notice, but we weren't told any details. We were promised that no details would be released. We didn't even know who was taking our place in the lineup. Just that it was going to be announced that new show was being added. Unbeknownst to us, The Hollywood Reporter, of course, had all the details. So it was a little embarrassing, I'm not going to lie. I've been in this business for 20 plus years. I've been treated poorly a couple times. This didn't feel good. I'm not going to lie.
What did we say about Julio? What did we just talk about to start the show? Julio's departure. Sometimes it's hard to say goodbye.
Yeah, man. No, man. Michelle Beadle and her partner, Cody Decker, they got a right to be upset about this one.
Oh, so they're out?
They're out.
I mean, somebody in management should have leaked it. Maybe told him before they leaked it. What did we hear? Remember yesterday, Christopher Bell was telling us about when he spilled the beans about who was going to replace his teammate
car. That's right.
No, they hadn't told that guy yet. So, yeah. I mean, guys, in our business, it happens.
Yeah.
It sucks. You feel you've built some equity with your brand. But sometimes, Matt, my dad said it to me, and he learned this in the Marine Corps, and I use it every day. We're all just penciled in. You do the best you can, but any expectation above, you know, the next week paycheck, I think, maybe barking up the wrong tree unless you got a crystal ball.
Yeah, look, that's cold-blooded, though. And that is poor management. But to Mike's point, it happens. And, I don't know enough about Michelle Beadle. I know enough about her, but I don't know enough about the show and how it was doing. He's a former NBA guy, by the way. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, I've said this. There are certain guys in every industry, if they call and say, hey, I want to come work for you, they're going to come work for you. Right. And Stephen A is one of those guys. And if you need to make a time slot for him, unfortunately, somebody's got to go. So I feel bad for them because it does suck. But that's a bad way to find out.
All right, that's my yeah, man, no man for this hump day, guys.
Good stuff, man. We're coming back. We are live at Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming, guys, Buford Highway. Want to remind you, Father's Day, 92.9 The Game, third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. We want you to join us Friday 13th, June 13th, that is. It's Friday the 13th as well. But at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, perimeter location, we're going to celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9 The Game, click on the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff, guys. It can be that someone special in your life, grandfather, kid, coach, anyone that's important in your life. It's presented by Echo Park Speedway. We were just up at Echo Park Automotive yesterday, and where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter the contest for your chance to win, guys. 92.9thegame.com. We're coming back with more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.